Hello dear students, I Archana Pandya ji, your math teacher. We are going to learn about addition and subtraction chapter number 2 from your mathematics. So let us know what we are going to learn in this chapter. Number 1, addition of 5 and 6 digit numbers with and without regrouping. Number 2, subtraction of 5 and 6 digit numbers with and without regrouping. Number 3, properties of addition and subtraction. And number 4, estimating the sum and difference. So let us start with addition. Now what do we mean by addition? Addition is the mathematical operation of adding two or more numbers together to find their sum. Yes, when we add two numbers, its answer is known as sum, S-U-M, sum. The numbers which are being added are called addends. Now, when we add two numbers, we start the calculation from the lowest place value. That means we have to start our calculation from 1's place digit, then move on to 10's place digit, then move on to hundreds, thousands, ten thousands, and so on. Now, when we add two numbers, we get a sum or the answer in two ways. First category is with regrouping, and second one without regrouping. Now, what do we mean by without regrouping? Without regrouping means when we add two numbers, the place values which are added, the addends of a particular place value which are added, gives us the single digit sum. For example, if you are adding 48 plus 31, okay, the ones place digits are 8 and 1. And when we add 8 and 1, we get the answer also as one digit. 8 plus 1 gives us 9. And the tens place digit, 4 and 3. 4 plus 3 gives us 7. Right? So 48 plus 31 gives us 79. There is no carryover in this. Okay, so this is known as without regrouping, addition without regrouping. Now what do we mean by addition with regrouping? When we add two numbers or two digits, we get the sum as a two digit number. Okay, for example, if you add 734 with 618. Now in ones place you can see that it is 4 plus 8, and 4 plus 8 gives us 12, which is a two digit number. The answer, the sum what we have got is two digit number. So 2 remains down and 1 gets carried over to tens place. Okay, now we have to add this carried over 1 as well as the addends of tens place digit. So we add it as 1 plus 3 plus 1, which gives us 4. And 7 plus 6 again giving us two digit number, that is 13. Now here thousands place digit is not there, not existing. So 13 remains down as it is. Okay, from 13 1 will not get carried over. So the sum of 734 and 618 is 1342. Okay, now let us move on to properties of addition. The very first property is a change in the order of the addends does not change the sum. It means the order of the addends does not change the sum. For example, if you add 42,481 plus 35,296, it will be equal to 35,296 plus 42,481. Whichever way you add, the sum, the answer will remain same. Okay, so it can be said likewise also. If we add three or more numbers, then we can say that when three or more numbers are added, the sum remains the same even when their grouping is changed. In whichever group you add the numbers, the answer will remain same. Second property, when zero is added to any number, the sum is the number itself. It means, for example, if you add 82,117 plus 0, you will get the sum as 82,117, which is the number itself. Third property, the sum of 1 and any number is always the successor of that number. For example, 77,136 plus 1 gives us the sum as 77,137. You can see here that ones place digit 6 plus 1 gave us 7, which is the successor of 6, right? So when we add 1 with any number, the answer what we get is the successor of that number. Next property is fourth property. When we add 10 to a number, or when 10 is added to a number, the digit in the tens place increases by 1. For example, 54,932 plus 10 will give us sum as 54,942. You can see here that at tens place the digit was 3. We added 10 to it and the digit at tens place increased by 1 in the answer. So I repeat again, 54,932 plus 10 gives us 54,942. Okay. Now, next property, when 100 is added to a number, the digit in the hundreds place increases by 1. For example, 72,894 plus 100 will give us 72,994. You can see at hundreds place, there was 8. And when we added 100 to that, the 8 digit got increased by 1 and became 9 in the sum. So when 100 is added to a number, the digit in the hundreds place increases by 1. Now the last property is, when 1000 is added to a number, the digit in the thousands place increases by 1. For example, 44,927 plus 1,000 will give us the sum as 45,927. You can see here at thousands place the digit was 4. And when we added 1,000 to this 5 digit number, the thousands place digit 4 increased by 1 and in the answer, we got it as 5. Okay, it got increased by 1. 4 plus 1 gives us 5. So, when 1000 was added to a number, the digit in the thousands place got increased by 1. So, this was all about for today. In the next lecture, we are going to learn how to form the statements for story sums of addition. What to understand, how to form these statements, and how to work with the calculation. So, bye for now and have a good day.